In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Why do we perform righteous deeds? And by the way, what is a righteous deed? It's a deed which is in accordance with the laws of God. Just as, you know, when they say that St. Joseph was a righteous man, it meant he lived according to the laws of God, not just to their letter, but according to their spirit. We do righteous deeds because it's the right thing to do, because we want to please God. Why do we give alms? We give alms because our brothers and sisters are in need, because God created them, just as He created us, and God loves them, just as He loves us. And while they may not be our favorite people, we may not even want to hang around them, when we look at them, we see someone made in the image and likeness of God. And so if they are in need, we help them. And why do we pray? We pray so that we can talk to God, so that, you know, we can express our desires, our repentance, our gratitude, and yes, even ask for our needs to God. But we pray to God so that we can talk to Him, so that we can listen to Him. And why do we fast? We fast so that we can deny ourselves and raise up our hearts and minds from the things of this world, from the desires of this world, to the one true desire, which is to be with God forever in heaven. That's the true purpose of all of these things. And that's what Jesus is telling us to do. He's telling us to remember the reason we do these things, and not to do them so that we can win the praise of others. So that not do them with the purpose that someone will look at us and go, "Oh man, that is a righteous guy. He is so good." Or, "Wow, that's a generous person. They give alms." Or, "Boy, they're holy. We see them praying all the time." Or, "Boy, he must be fasting. You know, look at how gloomy he looks." Jesus isn't saying that we have to keep these things hidden. But what he is telling us is that we cannot do them for the wrong reason, because they won't do us any good. If you give alms so that your name can be on a building, you have received your reward. But if you give alms because there is a genuine need, that is something entirely different. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.